Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WBBM FM and HD1 Chicago. Gabe and Nina. Weekday mornings. This is B96.
Good morning, everybody. What's up? I'm Gabe, and shout out to everybody out there working hard today. For show.
And I'm Nina. And I just think everybody, you know you. You're being good, too.
And we're going to keep you connected. Like you mentioned, we are Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. And it is time for the top six at six. Our top stories of the day.
Number six.
Number six story is a personal one. I should stop doing number six as a personal one. Maybe I'll switch it up tomorrow.
Okay.
So number six is that I gave away my scooter yesterday.
Oh, that was it?
I gifted my scooter. I don't want to say gave away.
Was he so happy?
You know, my little godson, he is just like, he's the most reserved, quiet kid, you know, that you'll meet.
Uh-huh.
So he was just kind of like, hey, thanks, Theo. You know, like kind of like that.
But like he's screaming inside, like, oh my God, I got a scooter.
He had that genuine, natural smile on him. The one that you look for when you're trying to surprise, you know, a young person. So you just knew that he was overwhelmed. I mean, geez, you're 16 with the scooter.
That's so awesome.
In the middle of the summer.
And the horn works.
It's July 1st. You have two more months to ride your scooter freely as a 16-year-old kid in the city of Chicago.
Are you kidding? That's awesome.
I was like, I told my cousin, his mom, I was like, hey, that's it. He's out of the house now. Like, he's going to be like, mom, I'll be back.
Did she know you were going to give it to him?
Nah, she didn't know. The funny thing was that, you know, I told him, he asked me if he could have it last year when the scooter didn't work. And I told him, I'm not fixing the scooter. You got to fix it. That's expensive. And then I said, or like try to figure out how to fix it like a mechanic. So when they came this year, it almost seemed as if they were like, yeah, of course this is going to be working when you give it to me.
So you felt the pressure to make sure it was?
Well, no, because I was waiting for the surprise that like, I was waiting for the excitement that the scooter worked.
Uh-huh. Like, oh my gosh, that too?
Right, like it was a surprise. Like, oh, look, not only am I giving you the scooter, it works. Okay. And then like I did that and they were like, yeah, it works.
That's part of the present.
No. No. Anyway.
That's cool.
I was really excited. So shout out to my godson, D'Angelo. Happy birthday.
Number five.
That's awesome. Well, my personal story, I guess I could switch mine up too, but I wanted to tell you this because I was really mad at myself. I did not have one of those big grins on my face yesterday. I'm super basic, and I ordered a red, white, and blue bikini because I wanted a new one for the 4th of July. So it came yesterday, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is perfect, especially for my road trip. I can at least wear the top, right, like, for pictures. Again, I know I'm basic. But I pull it out. I don't know what I was thinking. I ordered a medium. I'm not a medium.
Pre-quarantine,
medium. I should know better. I'm always a large. I've been a large. I just live in large. And I don't fit into the bathing
suit. Living large.
Don't fit into the bathing suit that I bought.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's everybody. Whenever people start trying to wear some real clothes, whatever it might be, they're going to realize that they're a little bit more plump than
right,
they would like.
It's like I overestimated my ability to lose weight in a couple weeks. Nah. It's
well,
cool.
What's
it's
today?
Okay.
You leave this week. So if you order today by 1, you can get a squeeze.com juice cleanse by 9.
Right.
And then do a one day
right,
tomorrow so that Friday you're thinny, thin, thin.
That's not a bad idea. Squeeze.com.
These are names at the checkout.
Yeah, perfect. So that
damn,
was
my bad.
Moving on.
Number four.
I'm over here all intrigued by the story. Number four is that, oh, this is actually really nice. Going into the, July 4th weekend, there's a highway. Obviously a famous one. Route 66. We've all heard of it.
It's a song.
So there's a, part of the highway in New Mexico that when you're driving by, there's like these little things on the, like on the road that make noises, and this is what it plays. They need to do, like, in Chicago is have some Chief Keef that's playing, like, right over there. But isn't that the coolest thing ever that it just, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
If you're just driving, imagine how much that'll scare the hell out of you.
Well, if you're not expecting it.
If you don't know that that's supposed to be there.
You're like, whoa.
Could you imagine all of a sudden you're just sitting there driving across Chicago? Like, let's say you're on, like, Lakeshore Drive. And then all of a sudden you hear.
Get down, little mama. Oh, that'd be the place to do it.
And you're like, oh. Gonna start snapping in your car, and then all of a sudden, see the best part is it was like, bah, 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 bah.
I wish you could see Gabe right now.
My shoulders are going crazy right now.
So hard.
And let me tell you something, Nina. I'm not the only one that's dancing hard in their car right now. I'll tell you that right
if
now.
If that was on the track,
number three,
nobody would ever get to where they were going. They go one way, turn around, and do it again.
Everybody just get out their car at North Avenue Beach and just
yeah, yeah. Keep it going.
Over there. I'll do it again.
Okay.
Number three.
This story is juicy, and it came out on Twitter. August Alsina, he's a singer. He's an artist. He claimed that he had an affair with Jada Pinkett Smith. This isn't the first time people have claimed things like this, but this is what he said.
I actually sat down with Will and had a conversation due to the transformation from their marriage to life partnership that they've spoken on several times. He gave me his blessing.
Mm.
Isn't that crazy? So Jada at this point is already denying that any of the things that he's claiming are true. I just can't imagine going to these lengths to create a story. And again, it's not the first time we've heard about their open marriage.
Yeah, I mean, and it's one thing for him to be like, it was a 4-year relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, I've never loved anyone the way that I loved her. You know, so when he's talking about those kind of intimate details, it's like, I get it. Your album's coming out.
Yeah.
I do get that. Your album's coming out. But, okay, maybe he wasn't. Maybe they hooked up once. Twice. Mm-hmm. They did something.
Right. And maybe he did have feelings for her.
Yeah. I'm like, but maybe it was like once in year one and then like again in year three. And then he's like, and then like he texts her in year four and he's like, dude, we had a 4-year relationship.
Right.
You know.
I mean, it could be anything. At this point, whatever it was, I would even feel like betrayed though. Why didn't he sign a
non-disclosure?
There you go.
The other thing though too is like, I think we're at the point now where we just don't care.
No.
No one cares. They're like, oh, Jada Smith slept with someone. Yeah. In the Puerto Rican community, Nina, I don't know if you know this. The biggest rumor ever is that Jada Pinkett and Mark Anthony used to sleep together all the time.
Oh, really? I wouldn't be surprised.
All the time. Because they were on a show together. And that was like the first issue that Will had was with Mark. And that's how that whole thing happened, the open relationship.
Uh-huh.
And then if you know, Will Smith, Mark Anthony, and Bad Bunny did a song together recently.
That's so weird.
Sometimes you just don't care. Don't eat where you poop.
Right. I guess that's not something we'll ever understand.
Number two.
Okay. Speaking of like sleeping with people and how uncomfortable that can be, there is a particular NBA analyst who is weary of the upcoming NBA restart. And he's weary for a particular reason, Nina.
I wanted to hold up for saying this, y'all. I mean, somebody's got to say it. You really, really think that people are going to be without their wives or their woman? You really, really think they honor in a bubble for 3 months and are going to deprive? Somebody got to tell the truth.
Stephen A. Smith of ESPN said that NBA players are not going to be able to go months without sex. He's like, you're crazy. He's like, they're gonna break the bubble just to go have sex with someone.
Oh, is that part of the bubble? Like, you're not allowed to do it?
Oh, my God. Well, you just can't go in and out. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Once you're in, you're in, and
yeah,
that's it.
You're confined to that space, so.
That's funny. I kind of don't disagree. But then you hear about stuff like the Olympics, right? Like, no. They go super hard to be better. But you hold off leading up to, like, a big event, right? Because the testosterone then can explode on the court.
That's actually, and there was a TV show called, I forgot what it's called. Something Science, where they disproved that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had a boxer. World champion boxer, throw punches, measure it before and after sex.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, and then they found out that the velocity of the punches were equal, if not more, after sex.
So it Okay.
So that's all a myth. Mythbusters. No, is it Mythbusters?
It could be.
No, a sports science. Either one of those.
So do it.
Number one.
Don't let your man tell you that he can't because of you got a big 16-inch softball game on Tuesday.
He's lying. I'm just kidding. Okay, so if you're looking for some summer reading, I thought this was kind of cool, especially if you're a fan of Jim Carrey. He makes everybody laugh. He's got this new book that's coming out, and it's called Memoirs and Misinformation. So it comes out next week, and it's a fictional book. It's a memoir about his life. So he plays himself, but as an avatar of himself, but he has a character in this book.
Wow. Trying to stick around. He's playing a character of himself that's an avatar.
Right.
Got it.
Right. So, but the big thing is that he has Tom Cruise in the book, and he doesn't think Tom Cruise is going to like the person that he had play him. So once this book comes out, he's going to be dodging some punches from Tom. I thought it was pretty funny. Way to make it juicy, Jim. I would like to see Tom Cruise try to do
Tom Cruise and Jim Carrey in one of those claymation fights or whatever.
I just see Jim Carrey like dodging it, like, ooh, can't get me over here. Ooh, can't get me over here. Anyway.
And then, you know, then Tom Cruise would say, this is almost like a Mission Impossible. Anyway, I watched Jerry Maguire last night. That could be number zero.
Good movie.
It's B96. The game that makes everybody realize they're older than they think they are. TBT Throwback Trivia on B96.
It's fun. We're going to give you a question about a song, a TV show, and a movie. And then we're going to find out how old school you really are. 877-591-9696. That's the number. And here's one of the questions you're going to get. And this one is about a TV show. Monica and Ross Geller, played by Courtney Cox and David Schwimmer, were siblings on a popular TV sitcom that first aired in 1994. And the show's still popular today.
All right, guys, 877-591-9696. You can get that question, two others, and then we'll answer the question, are you old school? All right, let's call us up right now and play TBT with Gabe and Nina on B96.
Good morning, Kelly and Homer Glenn. Are you ready to play TBT Throwback Trivia?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. We're jumping right into it, giving you the question about the TV show.
Okay.
Monica and Ross Geller, played by Courtney Cox and David Schwimmer, were siblings on a popular TV sitcom that first aired in 1994.
Oh. All right, Kelly, you got the easy one up first. What's the answer?
The answer is Friends.
All right, let me ask you this really quickly, Kelly. When was the last time you watched an episode?
I would probably say a week ago.
That's how you know you're old school, because you still think it's funny. Good. All right, question number two.
Perfect classic. Okay, this one's about your song, about a song. Okay, the song is Party in the USA. It came out in 2009, and you're probably going to hear it at a 4th of July party this year.
All right, Kelly and Homer Glenn, who is the singer of Party in the USA?
Miley Cyrus.
Okay, those ones are easy, but let's see.
One of the most underrated singers of our generation, Kelly. I would say that. It's true. She is a phenomenal voice. All right, number three. Let's see if you can get all of them right.
All right, this is the movie. In this female-led comedy that came out in 2011, there's a hilarious scene where a group of friends go with their one friend who's getting married to try on wedding dresses. Everybody gets food poisoning. And then this is it. So, one sentence. Everybody gets food poisoning and the bride has an accident.
All right, Kelly, for the clean sweep, what's the name of the movie?
Bridesmaid.
Take it away, Nina.
All right, Kelly. Kelly, dang it. You old school. Go, Kelly. We're going to change it up one of these days, but you're so old school.
Oh, man. Kelly, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you won. I'm
so sorry. What do you mean?
I'm sorry you won, Kelly.
How often do you get serenaded in the morning? You can't be picky.
Kelly, where are you headed to right now?
I do accounts payable in high school.
That sounds like an old school job, accounts payable. Kelly, have a good one, okay?
Thanks for playing.
Gabe and Nina on B96.
This is my baby daddy. Who that is? Gabe and Nina, B96. It's time for the baby daddy check-in. Two dad jokes, one baby update. So yesterday, I challenged the number one to a fight.
Uh-huh.
He brought his friends, 3, 5, 7, and 9. Gotta say, the odds were against me. You see what I did there?
Smile is so big because it was numbers.
That was funny.
It was numbers.
And let me tell you something right now. My second dad joke is hilarious. So just hang tight, all right?
I can't wait.
The baby daddy check-in is just this, guys. My daughter, that's so weird, has really nice lips.
She does.
So my cousin came by yesterday and was like, Gabriel, look at this baby's lips. They're perfect. And then I started thinking to myself, because if you know me, I am completely against kissing babies on the lips, even if it's my baby.
Like, you have
I just
said
think
that.
It's just not right. I just, you can't convince me otherwise.
Uh-huh.
but my baby's lips are juicy and I just want them like on the corner of my lips just to give me the juicy little, and I don't know how to feel about that. Like, I finally have a baby with juicy lips and I'm like, put those juicy lips on me.
And
then I'll kiss her on her cheeks. And, you know, sometimes babies like slam their head to one side or the other because they're just flailing.
Yeah.
And then she might accidentally touch the lips and I'll be like, ooh, your mom's going to get jealous. Don't do it. Anyway, it's so stupid.
You get a little corner of the juicy lips.
Anyway, again, I'm against kissing the babies on the lips, but I don't know.
She does, though. If you haven't seen a picture of Gabe's Whitney yet, do that.
All right, Nina. Yesterday, I regretted rubbing ketchup in my eyes. Mm-hmm. But that's hindsight for you. Yo, use that,
that
one.
That one's funny.
Yo, use that, that one. Funny. Use that one. If there's any dad joke that you should use, I regret rubbing ketchup in my eyes.
Oh, my God. He's
but
so
that's
hype.
Hindsight. Bro.
He's standing up. This is like so the greatest. Right now.
I'm so hyped. That was amazing. Oh, God.
Wake Up Wars. Team Gabe against Team Nina. Right now on B96.
This time, it's war.
Gabe and Nina, I'm B96, and it is time to play Wake Up Wars. So let's welcome our contestants representing for the guys. We got Connor this morning.
Hey, what's going on?
All right, I like that. We also have Emma in Arlington Heights ready to represent for the ladies. Welcome to Wake Up Wars.
Hi, thank you.
Connor, let me ask you this. Of the three questions, which is your favorite? Male, female, or Chicagoland?
Well, I have a natural disadvantage for Chicagoland because I just moved here from New York like 2 weeks ago. Okay. So I would say male center.
Definitely Chicagoland.
Okay, I like it. Well, Connor, you got the first question that is the easiest, all right? The guys won yesterday, so you get to decide who goes first.
All right. I'll go first.
There we go. Connor's been listening to this show. Emma, hang on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
See, Connor, I appreciate you trying to break down gender norms in society. Like we mentioned, we are about to play Wake Up Wars. You play along in your car. You're going to get one female question, one male question, then one Chicagoland question. All right. Here we go.
Cool.
Cobra, right. Lotus, and Downward Dog are all poses that are practiced while doing what?
Yoga.
Okay, act like that was easy or something, Connor.
All right, Connor, question number two. In poker, when someone has three of one card and two of another, like three jacks and two aces, what is that hand called?
So they have three of one card and two of another. That's a full house, baby. That's a good hand.
All right, you
Connor,
little gambler.
You might need to go all in because you're playing really well right now. See what I did there? All right, question number three is Chicagoland question. It's candy week on the show, Connor. So I'm going to tell you about a particular candy that's made right here in the Chicagoland area, and you're just going to tell me which one it is, okay?
Yeah, yesterday's was tough. I remember that.
The M&M Mars candy plant is located at 2019 North Oak Park and has been there since 1929. There they make a number of candies, including one whose slogan is, "Hungry? Why wait?" Which candy bar uses that slogan?
I'm going to go with Snickers.
Wow, Connor. Wow. Good job.
Told you to go all in, bro. Hang on 1 second, all right? You're so Chicago, Connor. I don't care if you moved here 2 weeks ago. You're so Chicago. All right, hang on a second.
Oh, shoot. Connor did a great job. He got all three questions correct, but that's all right. If he can do it, so can you.
I believe in you, Emma.
Your first...
If he is a newbie, I can get it right.
I believe. Your first female center question.
Look at us being so Chicago. Like, oh, this newbie from Chicago. I love it, though. I love it.
Okay, here it is. The female center question. Cobra,
okay.
Lotus, and Downward Dog are all poses that are practiced while doing what?
Oh, yoga.
Okay, everybody thinks that was easy. All right, second question. In poker, when someone has three of one card and two of another, like three jacks and two aces, what is that hand called?
Gosh.
You'll learn today, and then we'll just get the Chicagoland question to keep you so Chicago, Emma.
Because you can't let a guy from New York that just moved here be more Chicago than you are, right, Emma?
It's candy week on the show, Emma. We're going to tell you about a particular candy that's made here, and then you're going to tell us which one it is.
Okay.
The M&M Mars Candy Plant, located at 2019 North Oak Park, has been there since 1929. There, they make a number of candies, including one whose slogan is "Hungry? Why wait?" Which candy bar uses that slogan?
Snickers.
That's it, Emma. You're still so Chicago.
That is my favorite candy bar, by the way.
That's my second favorite candy bar.
Connor on the north side.
Hey, what's up?
It's like, you know, it's like you were an angel sent from God to Chicago just so you can win Wake Up Wars for all the fellas today. Congratulations.
Good job, Connor.
Hey.
Emma only got two questions correct. No problem. The answer's to number one. You both got it right. It was yoga.
The second one, Emma, it's a full house.
Three jacks, two aces. That will give you a full house. And then the last question, hungry, why wait? I usually turn into a diva, and Nina has to hand me a Snickers bar all the time.
Just to get him to stop crying.
Oh, geez, the tears that I shed in this damn studio.
So real.
Hey, Connor, where are you headed to right now? What are you doing in Chicago?
Yeah, I'm heading home. I just started medical residency, so I was on the night shift. I've been going to sleep to you guys, not waking up to you guys.
Well, thank you, Connor.
Well, we appreciate you choosing us.
Yes.
There's a bunch of stations to choose, and we appreciate you choosing us.
Thank you. You're my new favorite.
Oh, thank you, Connor. Emma, what about you? Where are you headed?
I work at a pediatric office in Arlington Heights.
Look at you both
maybe,
in the healthcare
maybe Connor
field.
Works there. No, just like. Hey, the two of you, I appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. And have a great 4th of July weekend, all right?
Thank you, you too.
All right, thanks, you too.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, guys, I have a public service announcement.
I'm ready.
All right, so for anybody who wants to shoot off fireworks this weekend, just remember that all the hospitals are staffed with doctors who literally graduated 2 months ago.
Oh, my God.
So if you want seven fingers, make sure you go check out Connor, all right?
That is so important.
Connor, have a great one.
Thanks, Connor.
Gabe and Nina on V96.
Oh, Justin Bieber, your intentions are just to make us happy. With all of your music. And I love it. Justin Bieber, Quavo with Intentions. I'm B96, we're Gabe and Nina now. Justin Bieber's married.
Yes, he is.
And would Justin Bieber be the type to have an open relationship with Hailey Bieber?
I don't think so.
Why not?
I just think because he's so religious. I think because a lot of their...
I'm listening. Don't.
I think because the way that the two of them have found religion and have practiced and they look at their pastor and like all of that stuff for guidance, I don't feel like that's what they're being taught. So I don't think that that's
something... Aren't Mormons religious?
At this point. Yeah, but that's part of their religion. Is that where you're going with it? But yeah.
Yeah, that's the fact that they are religious and they still do that kind of stuff. Well, the reason why we're bringing it up is because obviously the biggest news right now is the bomb that R&B singer August Alsina dropped on the entertainment world. If you're not familiar, he had this to say about his relationship with Jada Pinkett. Yes, Will Smith's wife.
I actually sat down with Will and had a conversation due to the transformation from their marriage to life partnership that they've spoken on several times. He gave me his blessing.
Okay. So Will Smith gave August Alsina his blessings to smash his wife.
Right.
That's crazy,
according
first of all.
Him. Right.
According to him. But it begs the question, and this is something that I wanted to talk about today. Are Will and Jada, all right, guys, are they setting a bad example as to what a successful relationship looks like? Are they setting a bad example as to what a successful relationship looks like? The phone lines are open. We'd love to discuss this with you guys. So come join the show. 877-591-9696. Nina, let me ask you that first. Are Will and Jada setting a bad example as to what a successful relationship looks like?
I think for me personally, I don't understand it. I think I don't understand the whole idea from marriage to partnership. I don't understand that. To me, I guess I look at my parents as to what marriage in a good relationship looks like, you know? So bad example, I'm not going to do that. I'm not looking at them as any inspiration for my future.
So
if I had to say yes.
Right. So you think they're setting a bad example, unrealistic expectations for what a successful relationship looks like.
I just don't get it. So
Tone, let's say telephone tone. Let's say your girl came up to you and was like, listen, August Alsina, he's sexy. Can I just walk away? Would you be okay with an open relationship with your girl?
No, I wouldn't be okay with that.
It's like point blank simple. B96, hang on 1 second. Okay, 877-591-9696. I mean, I guess it, because you asked the question, Nina, right? You're like, how do they go from the marriage to that kind of thing? I think every relationship evolves.
Right.
We can understand this. You know,
I see that.
Every 5 years, I say this often, every 5 years, you are a different person.
Mm-hmm.
Think about 5 years from where you were, right? And I always like to use this example as my favorite one, the age 17. Because when you were 12, you can't compare being 12 years old to 17.
No.
You're about
no.
to be a high school senior.
Totally
you're,
different.
You're way much more of an adult, so that's 5 years removed. But at the same time, from 17 to 22, it's a completely different vibe. You're over 21, you're going to clubs. From when you were 17, it's a totally different space. And by that, I'm just trying to say, everyone evolves. So in a relationship, you know, for them to say, hey, you know what? I want to be with you because I don't want to deal with the drama of the world.
Yeah.
And so therefore, let's just open this up and make it a partnership instead of an actual marriage. I kind of get it.
So
I kind of get it.
You don't think it's a bad example if we're asking that question.
Right, exactly. I don't think it's a bad example because I think what they're doing is saying, hey, sometimes you need to be a chameleon in order to have a successful relationship. And that takes on different forms, right? And in this particular instance, they're being a chameleon, like, hey, go sleep with August Alsina.
Right. So, okay, if you're looking at them as an example and you're seeing how that's playing out, are you inspired by that? Is that now a good example? Is that would be the opposite of bad example? Is that what a relationship's supposed to look like?
And that's the question we're asking. 877-591-9696. Are they setting a bad example as to what a successful relationship looks like? For me, personally, I mean, I'd have to be open to it, right? I have to think to myself, if me and my girl Nicole are 20 years in,
right,
and she turns to me and she's like, hey, I'm not as sexually attracted to you as, you know, because I'm older than her. So she's like, I'm not as sexually attracted to you. I might want to step out. My question would be, can I step out? Right? Like that kind of thing. But I mean, I'd entertain the conversation. Maybe not necessarily do it.
Right.
But I'd entertain it. But I just feel like there's a lot of people out there that are probably looking at this and being like, this is messed up. Because now my man's going to come home and ask me, can we have an open relationship? You know what I mean?
I mean, it comes down to the values and they just have to match with whoever your person is. But if we're looking at this example, your man comes home and says, Will Smith.
But this isn't, and the reason why we're asking this is because this is a couple that so many people look up to.
True.
You know what I mean? In terms of what a successful family looks like.
And they're very
Jada
open
and Will.
About what it
exactly.
is. So,
All right. 877-591-9696. That's the number. And the question is, are they setting a bad example as to what a successful relationship looks like?
Are you into it? Is it a good one?
877-591-9696.
I actually sat down with Will and had a conversation due to the transformation from their marriage to life partnership that they've spoken on several times. He gave me his blessing.
That was August Alsina, R&B singer, who has admitted that he had a 4-year-long relationship with Jada Pinkett Smith.
Mm-hmm. Who denies it, but exactly.
We all know what's going on. I mean, this is not a shock to us because we know that they have an open relationship.
They've been telling us for years about it.
I was telling Nina earlier that one of the rumors back in the day was that Jada Pinkett was smashing Mark Anthony for a very long time because they were on a show together.
Mm.
And that was like where their initial issues were happening in the relationship. And then they decided to stay together.
Right.
And just be
it.
Like, hey, we're just going to do whatever we want to do.
But love each other.
But the question remains, are they setting a bad example to us as to what a successful relationship looks like? Bernie, good morning.
I actually... Oh.
Sorry, I got to pick up Bernie again. Bernie, you there? Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right, so what do you think about the situation with Will, Jada, and allegedly this singer, August Alsina?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, like, surprising, right? It has shock value. But I believe it transcends everything we've been taught about relationships and love, you know, because when you love someone, you got to open that door to, you know, all their wants and needs. And you got to understand that, like, physical love is the lowest form of love, you know? And it's kind of like her telling Will, hey, I want to eat this type of food. And you got to be okay with it, you know, because it don't mean nothing. You know, it's just physical.
She just wanted a snack, Bernie. I don't think she wanted the food. She just wanted a snack.
Just tire over
right,
for a little while.
And they've been together for so long.
Right.
So,
Bernie, so you feel like they are setting a good example. So you feel like if your girl came to you, you would be open to it.
It's a conversation I would have because you got to think about it this way. Like, we're all human. We all have our own lives to do. Who am I to say you can't do something?
Right.
You know?
Like, okay.
I don't want to put any type of limitations on you.
Bernie,
love,
first of all,
you love unconditionally.
Right.
You know?
Bernie, so Bernie, let me tell you this. First of all, you're an extremely well-spoken man right now. And you seems like you have some great insight and, like, you know what I'm saying? You're open-minded to any kind of thing. So whoever you're with, I'm sure that they're super happy that they're in a relationship with you. Thanks for calling and sharing that comment. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. How's it going, man?
You too.
And if you're single, Nina on the air.
I do appreciate his open-mindedness to having conversations about relationships like that.
Debbie, the reality is that's what they're doing, right? Will and Jada, when they have this kind of a relationship, it kind of makes everybody else look at them and be like, damn, I want a successful open relationship or successful relationship But does mine have to be open now because of it?
Right. See, I do not like that at all because I just got engaged and I'm thinking, okay, 5 years from now, yeah, everybody evolves. But at the same time, how would I ever look at him the same if he were to do something like that?
Fair.
Debbie,
that's how I look at it.
I understand that. Congratulations, first of all.
True.
And then,
thank you very much.
I guess I think it just is whatever values that were instilled in you at what time. Yeah. But being open to having conversations, fine. But I'm like Debbie, too. I don't feel like I would be okay with that.
Yeah, it's tough, Debbie, because you're looking at a situation where they have a successful relationship. And that ultimately is what everyone wants at the end of the day with their partner.
Right.
A successful one. One that lasts an eternity.
Of course.
Right? And so they are somewhat highlighting the fact that you have to be able to bend in these situations. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I feel like I wouldn't budge on that one. Yeah.
That's She's like, totally I'm stiff fair, as a Debbie. Board.
Thanks for the call, Debbie. Yeah.
Rebecca in Waukegan. So you're looking at Will and Jada, and you don't think they're a bad example.
I guess I could see why people would be okay with it.
Okay.
I just think that, you know, in my opinion, if Jada's not happy with the way Will performs, then she may seek other options. And
Rebecca, what about the concept that, you know, I am truly, madly, deeply in love with you. I do not want to spend a moment with anyone else in form of like love and forever. However, I still have sexual desires that I want met by somebody else.
And that it's
exactly.
A difficult situation.
Yeah. Cat got your tongue? Yes. No, maybe it's August Alsina. Hang on. All right, Rebecca, thanks for the call.
She's there.
That is absolutely ridiculous. But, I mean, the question still remains. There's so many people out there that want a successful relationship that don't have one. And then they say to themselves, damn, I wish I had what, like, Will and Jada had. A beautiful family, happiness, they're always smiling, everybody's making money. But it comes at the cost of what? Opening up your relationship to others?
Her being in another relationship allegedly with somebody for 4 years with Will's permission?
It's crazy. So what do you think about the situation? What do you think about the whole concept that Will and Jada are doing? Are they setting a bad example as to what a successful relationship looks like? 877-591-9696. Come join the conversation. But Gabe and Nina, Lego. That's exactly what August Alsina said. I just want to taste it. And he was like, Will, is this cool? Can I highlight your girl real quick? And Will was like, yeah, no problem.
Go ahead.
Dina, let me ask you, who do you think slept with somebody else first? Will Smith or Jada Pinkett?
I started thinking about this when I heard the story. And honestly, I think it was Jada. And the reason why I say that is, though, like, you don't ever really hear about the people that Will has stepped out with. Like, you don't.
Yeah.
But for some reason, Jada is tied to different men over the years.
That's a great point.
I kind of feel like it's her.
I think it's, I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question because I'm like, is a woman more likely to come out and say, hey, I slept with Will Smith? But they're like an iconic couple. You know what I mean? Like even August Alsina is getting backlash for even just talking about it. Everybody's like, why don't you just shut up?
I know. I can't believe he didn't sign an NDA, but now we're talking about it. And then also Jada is the one that goes out and talks more about this transition from marriage to partnership more than Will does.
It's so crazy because I mean,
it's a theory, guys.
We're asking the question. I mean, are they setting that bad example? Louis in South Chicago. Louis.
Hey.
What do you think about the situation between Will and Jada?
I don't think they're giving a bad example. Things change. We're in a different era, for example. We have, for God's sakes, 90s, 90 Day Fiancé on TV. Or the
Married at First Sight.
Yeah, I'm like, so I think that you have to be open about it after many years. I'm married, actually. Today is our anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. And if that happens, I mean, we'll talk about it. And if we agree to have an open relationship, so be it, to save our marriage or / partnership.
Yes. Yes.
Instead of giving up and be one of those millions of people that get divorced many times.
I mean, you're making a great point because I think that's ultimately the example that they're setting, right? Hey, let's stay together forever because I love you. Let's take the physical aspect out of it.
Right.
I love you. I don't want you to be with anybody else. I don't want to be with anybody else. I'll have your back for the rest of time. But in order for that to happen, you know what I'm saying? I might want to step out with this guy that's 20 years younger than me in August Alsina.
I just get so nervous anytime new people are introduced into a relationship. This is me personally. I would be nervous because maybe my jealous side, there's always an opportunity for them to have some other connection. Like, I don't know, they find something and you get left, even though they said, I'm never leaving you, then they leave you.
And I can understand where someone who's been broken up with and hasn't been in that type of relationship can think that because you feel like that's the norm and that's everything. But I'm telling you, there's so many people
that,
excuse me, just like Will and Jada. Look, I can't even control myself.
No, it's okay.
Just like Will and Jada, that their love is stronger than any physical connection that you could have with anybody else. You know what I'm saying? My love, their love for each other is stronger than any hookup that you can have because they understand it's just physical. Uh-huh. And let's not forget, Will and Jada are like in a different planet in terms of like celebrity, right?
Yeah,
like,
they're rich.
They're like just on a different planet. Like who can, they just can't, they're not going to like go on Tinder after they break up. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like Jay-Z and Beyonce. Who are they going to date after each,
they're
after
not
they break up?
To.
Nobody. You know what I'm saying? So I do it, but it's tough. It's a tough question. Thanks for the call, Lewis. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you're going to be our last one right here. What do you think about the situation?
I personally think that, you know, I have two sides. So the first side, I can see where they do it, but me personally, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Mainly because, like, right now, I don't have any kids, and I want kids. So if my man is stepping out with somebody else, he's to say he doesn't get her pregnant.
True. Mm-hmm.
You know?
And Jessica, you're talking about in the short term and in the immediate future, right? I think Will and Jada, they've been together, Jesus, I don't even know, 20, 30 years or whatever it is.
Long time.
So we're talking about, you know, that's the part where I'm talking about the example, you know, of what long-term success looks like. Like, of course, you're not going to be doing that in the beginning of your relationship because it can cause problems.
Yeah.
But 20 years down the line, when your kids, like they have, your kids are 20, you're an empty nester, and now you're just, like, chilling. I mean, again, they're setting an example, but the question remains, is it a good one or is it a bad one?
I'll tell you, their kids are watching, though. What are they going to do? Set it
sleep
up, go,
around?
Look at my parents. We're going to start
like,
open.
Is Willow going to be like, you know what, Mom? August Alsina is kind of cute.
Oh, no! That'd
be bad. Up with it.
He's Detective Gabe. She's Detective Nina. Together, they are the Lie Detectors on B96.
Kicking off Lie Detectors with Gabe and Nina on B96. And we're welcoming Anna to the show. Hi, good morning, Anna.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. So Anna, like we mentioned yesterday, was warned about a particular trait from her boyfriend.
So my boyfriend, Cameron, he warned me that in the past he was a cheater.
Okay. Yeah, that's a hard one to swallow. So in that moment when he said that to you, were you like, okay?
No big deal. Me too.
Yeah. You know, people change. So I want to give Cameron, I gave Cameron the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
So at the moment I was a little, you know, okay. But, you know, I'm with him. So, yeah. And it's the past.
So obviously that happened, but something came up that is making you question his truthfulness. What's that?
Yeah. Okay. So, the other night, you know, I'm checking his phone and,
cheater. That's got it. You have to have free reign.
She said it's so nonchalant though, Nina. She's like, you know, Saturday I was checking his phone. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah, you know. And I see a random number that he called at 1:30 in the morning over the weekend.
Okay.
You know, so I asked him about it because, you know, obviously I'm cautious about everything.
Of course.
And he told me that his friend's phone had died and his friend had met this girl. They really kicked it off. So he called the girl so he can save the number for his friend.
Okay.
And I don't know. It sounds kind of fishy. I mean, why are you calling this girl at 1:30 in the morning just to save her number for your friend?
I mean, I gotta be honest.
That's a pretty smart lie. If it's a lie.
Yeah. I don't think. I mean, guys.
If it's a lie. And I don't want to jump to conclusions. Yeah. I'm just saying that's like a very well thought out plan if that's not real.
How was he, Anna, when he was explaining that? Did he seem fidgety? I mean.
He seemed very nervous. He seemed upset. He seemed offended. But it's 1:30 in the morning. Who are you calling?
Right.
If it's not me.
Yeah. No,
I think not
I
only that, Nina,
that.
It's like he warned her, hey, man, I've cheated in the past. So when something like this happens,
that's a trigger.
It's like, it's not even a red flag. It's like a red blanket.
Right.
It's
like, are you going to run through?
It's just like,
it's like a bull.
Yeah, exactly. So I get it. Anna, let me ask you this. Hard. If you find out that he is cheating, are you going to give him a second chance because he admitted
no.
He was? Oh, okay. Just okay.
No. Okay. I hate cheaters. I hate liars.
Love it. Totally understand.
Same.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no worries, no worries. No need to explain.
Yeah, you don't have to explain that part.
Once a cheater, just get him out the way.
I hope he's not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But to give you peace, because that'll drive anybody crazy.
Well, Nina and I came up with an idea of how we can actually catch him, because as we always say, I've lied a lot in my life, and Nina's been lied to a lot in her life.
It's
so
sad, but true.
So we came up with a way to kind of catch him up, and I think it might work. So just sit back, relax, and let us do our thing, okay?
Thank you.
All right, 3 minutes. We'll be right back. Lie detectors. Don't go anywhere. It's P96. It's Gabe and Nina. We are the lie detectors, and it's time to catch somebody up on a lie. Anna has been told by her current boyfriend that back in the day, he was a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome that he was being honest with his past. Unfortunately, something happened over the weekend that has her raising her eyebrow.
And understandably, you get a phone call at 1:30 in the morning. Are you cheating on me? What's happening?
All right.
So we're here to get to the bottom of that.
Well, Anna, it looks like this girl lost her phone. So how is Cameron going to talk to her if she lost her phone? Aha!
Her best friend's here to save the day.
We'll find out right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Cameron?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Cameron. I know this is weird and you don't know me, but my name is Tanya. I'm friends with Jessica.
Okay.
So I know that she's been trying to get in contact with you, or you're trying to get in contact with her, and that's not happening right now. She doesn't have her phone right now, and so I wanted to give you the number to... She sent me an email with the number that she wanted me to give to you to call her at.
Okay, first of all, she hasn't been trying to contact me, so I don't know. I don't know who you
Cameron,
are, and I just think
I know.
It's,
I don't know.
It's weird that he's like
Cameron,
sending an email to you and then contact me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it sounds like you're trying to be.
You got to understand where I'm coming from. It's like now I'm trying to get me involved in something, like getting between.
Well, I don't know why you're upset
that
it's really
none of my business. I'm upset because you sound stupid, and then you're trying to get me involved in a situation.
Oh, time out,
Cameron. Hello, Cameron.
Yeah, hello.
Yes. Hey, what's up, man? This is Gabe from Gabe and Nina in the Morning on B96.
Good morning.
I'm glad you're laughing now.
Yeah. Hey, listen. So the reason why we called you is because, you know, your girl Anna saw this random phone call.
What?
Yeah, 1:30 in the morning on your phone. Anna, are you there?
I've already explained the situation to her.
Cameron, I wasn't, you know, you told me you were a cheater in the past, and You seem nervous when I asked you about it. You know, I had to really...
I wasn't nervous. I was just surprised that you, first of all, that you're going through my phone. You don't trust me. Second, that you're trying to bring up, to create drama. I felt like you was just trying to create drama. So, yeah, you caught me off guard for something that I'm like, damn, like, first of all, about bringing up my past. Like, I told you that, you know, in confidence because I wanted to be honest with you. And I feel like, well, you know, damn if I do, damn if I don't.
Hold on, Cameron. First of all, you told me you were a cheater, and then I find this number at 1:30 in the morning, this random number that's not even saved. What am I supposed to think? You're getting defensive and all, but you got to understand where I'm coming from.
Hey, look, if it's not the number, it's going to be something else. I feel like you don't trust me at all. So basically, if I call a number that's not even on the phone, you're going to get suspicious. That number could be any number, and I've already explained to you what the situation was. Look, you can even ask Anthony about it.
Okay.
He'll tell you how the night went down and everything.
Okay, listen,
1:30 in the morning.
You're right, Cameron. Listen, hold up. Everybody hold up. I don't want Cameron. I don't want you to get upset. You know what I'm saying? I think
it's too late for that.
I get it. And I totally...
She's trying to make me look like the bad guy.
And I'm trying to make you look like the good guy right now. Okay, so give me a second. And what I'm trying to say is this. She obviously cares about you, and she doesn't want to be hurt. You could understand that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Anna, in the same way, Cameron was being as communicative as possible in this relationship and vulnerable by telling you that he was a cheater in this past. But we can see how this situation. So, but Anna, we got to understand that, hey, we tried our best to catch him up in a lie.
We did. And then
he held
wasn't.
True to his story.
But maybe that's what she needed, though, too.
Right. And that's why we want to come to a good place right now, guys.
Right.
Is that Anna, you know, we were realizing now that he wasn't cheating. Cameron, we realized that Anna was really just trying to cover her tracks, and I'm sure we could understand that. What I don't want is this conversation to end with you guys being in a bad place. I want it to be that you guys both care about each other enough, one, to have communicated so well, and Anna, to care about making sure this relationship is on the right foot. You guys can understand that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just how you're going to handle it in the future.
I can't read that word.
No, because I think that they both love each other. They don't want it to be a bad thing. And it's that there's going to be other moments where Anna's going to feel triggered again. And then the two of you are going to have to figure out
I'm a good guy at the end of the day.
No, Cameron, you gotta just trust you're more dramatic than Anna.
What do you mean? He said he's a good guy. He's saying he's a good guy.
I'm doing my best, you know.
Right. Fair enough. Okay, let me ask you guys this. Cameron, do you love Anna?
Yes.
Anna, do you love Cameron?
Of course.
All right. See, this is great.
You guys got a great foundation. There is no lying here. Cameron, keep up the great work because there's a lot of dudes out there like you trying to change over the new leaf. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, thanks.
Cameron, I'm sorry. I love you.
See, and you know what? That's beautiful, too. And if you guys have friends in the future that have the same dilemma, we're here to help.
And we'll try to catch them in a live. Maybe it won't work, though.
But when we don't, their relationships are stronger. So really...
Now, that is if you believe he's not lying.
Right. I didn't think he was lying this time.
I just got a text message that said he knows it's you guys.
What do you mean? Oh, like while we were doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
Okay. The lines are open. We just finished lie detectors.
Let me find him on
Instagram. Do you think that he's lying? 877-591-9696. Put on your little detective cap and your monocle. I got it right this time, finally. 877-591-9696. He didn't let her down, kind of. Didn't get caught up cheating, but some people were saying that he knew it was us. Jessica and Addison, do you think he was lying in this situation?
Hi, I don't think he was lying. He sounded very sincere, but a way for her to check to see if he was lying is to see how long the phone call was. Because if he just quickly dialed it, then he was saving the number. But if they talked for a while, then...
Damn. Jessica.
Damn.
You are a genius.
That's a great idea, actually. Oh,
she needs to do that.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think to ask that.
I didn't even think about it either.
I mean, it sucks. I mean, I think you're absolutely right. He sounded sincere. You felt bad for him kind of in the middle. Like, yo, man, I'm just trying to plead my case and I want to be with my girl. But...
And he was totally honest about being a cheater in the beginning. Like, you set yourself up for red flags.
Next time, you got to tell your friend to just draw it on his arm in blood or something. Like, scrape your arm to get the number. Like, man, I can't get in trouble like this. Thanks for the call. B96, what's your name?
Hello?
Hey, where are we going? You're turning left, Alex. Where are we going?
No. I am. Sorry, I was on hold.
All right, so what do you think about the situation? Do you think the guy's lying or no?
I don't. I think I agree with the lady just called before. Like Gabe always says, got to ask more questions. How long was that phone call?
Yeah.
You know? If I was him and I was out with my boy and his phone died and he's hitting on this girl, I'm going to be a good wingman and get this number for him.
That's true. I mean, I got to be honest to agree with you, Alex. I mean, I would do that, too, for my friend. If his phone died, I mean, how is he going to save her number?
I mean, I would, too. I think a lot of people would do that for their friends. But even if the phone call was a little bit longer, he could have just been, maybe she was drunk and the conversation took
a
minute.
Maybe he left her a voicemail. You can come up with a lie for anything.
I mean, you can.
Alex, thanks for the call.
You know what? I'm always quick to just call somebody a cheater real fast because more often than not, they are. But in this case, I didn't think he was lying.
I don't know. I just think if there's one thing that is like coincidental, that's fine. But when it's like two or three, I'd be like this. This smells fishy. No. Mm-mm, I don't like fish.
Oh, please. Okay.
No, seafood.
I get it.
Don't be dirty.
I wasn't. What do you mean?
Fin de semana right here on B96, a.k.a. the weekend. You know what I'm doing over here. It's Gabe and Nina in the morning. So did you know that the average person, I'll just ask you, Nina.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think the average person spends, the average person, not you.
Okay.
On apps.
Like any kind of app.
All the apps that are on your phone. How much does a person spend on apps per day?
Like all day? 18 hours.
Nina, there's only 24 in a day.
I know, but at some point you're okay, fine.
You gotta sleep.
10. I feel like you're on apps a lot because that also includes like maps, Google Maps.
Nina, I'm just pause everybody that's in the car right now. I just want to talk to my friend Nina. Nina, 10 hours a day?
Instagram counts.
You're on you work for 8. So it's like you're on your app also.
Okay, maybe it's the quarantine speaking to me and I feel like I've been spending a lot of time
on
apps. Okay, 5.
Let me try this one. And telephone talk. What's the average amount of time people spend on their apps per day?
5 hours.
Okay. 2 hours and 15 minutes, guys. I don't know what the hell you guys are doing on your phones, but 2 hours and 15 minutes. Okay, now here's another one.
It's really funny.
How many apps do you think the average person has on their phone, Nina?
Oh, geez. I'm really good at numbers.
Well, no, you could take it. No, this one's different. This one's different. The other one was usage. This is like, you know, how many apps do you have on your phone? You could take a little scroll through yours.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay.
You don't have to, like, really count.
Well, I just wanted to see how many fit on one page of an iPhone. Okay. And I have.
Oh, smart, smart, smart.
I have, like, 4 pages worth of apps. So 35 apps, maybe?
You have 4 pages of apps. How many do you have on each page?
That's what I was counting. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 3 times 6, 18.
On per page?
Mm-hmm.
And you have 4 pages.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't have 35.
I don't know.
You're like, stop making me do math.
I don't do math. Fine. Okay, let me just
try. Almost like 20. Like 20. 18. Almost like 20 per times 4 pages. That's like about 80. You would be in line with what the average amount is.
Okay.
Between 60 and 90 apps.
I thought I was off again.
What? No. I think the amount of time you spend on your apps. Us off. It's our job. It's part of our job.
Thank you. Yeah, and you're right. We're constantly scrolling for news.
Now, the interesting thing is,
like this,
60 to 90 apps is wild.
Use all of them, though?
That's just
like,
it.
Like, if you have 60 to 90, like, do you actually use them? Like, I'm looking at this right now. I've got Hotel Tonight, the app on my phone. When do I ever use that?
Well, not anytime now.
No.
Okay, here's what I would love for you to do. The phone number is 877-591-9696. I want you to call me up and tell me how many apps you have on your phone, right? More or less, give or take. But the more important question is, which app do you use the most that's on your phone? And which app gets the least amount of usage on your phone? Now, Nina said Hotel Tonight is her least amount. I think we can all agree probably, or mine is Instagram without a doubt.
Oh, mine's most Instagram,
used,
too.
Most use Instagram.
And then Google Maps, because I'm always lost.
Yeah. Google Maps.
All right. So I'm going to go through my phone, and I'm going to try to find what the least used app is. But again, 877-591-9696. How many apps you got on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
And then what is the most used, and then the least used app? I think this is going to be funny when we start to hear these apps.
I love it.
Using memory on your phone, all right? 877-591-9696. All right, the average person has between 60 and 90 apps on their phone. So don't feel bad when you're looking through yours. All right, Nina, most used app on your phone?
It's Instagram.
Without a doubt.
It just is, without a doubt. Like, it's
and
a habit.
Your Apple phone tells you how many hours you spend on each, right?
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
I know.
Okay.
I don't even want to look at the moment.
What are a couple of, like, least used ones? How about that?
Least used ones? Well, one I forgot that I had and it just made me really happy is the Heads Up app. It's a game.
Okay, I remember that one.
I forget that it's on here. And whenever I've, like, come across it, I'm like, ooh, let's play.
And it's like, oh, this is going to be great when I'm drunk. Except when you're drunk, you just don't remember.
Forget that it's there. That wouldn't suck. I also have a Nike training app that I downloaded with great intentions and have not used.
That's a great one. I have these shoes that can lace themselves.
And
I have an app for it.
Stop it right now.
But like when I put my shoes on, the last thing I'm gonna do is go grab my phone so I can tie my shoes. But you have to download the app to like get it anyway.
Can you bring that in on a show and tell day one time?
What, my shoes?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I really want to see that.
All right, 877-591-9696. How many apps do you have on your phone? But more importantly, what's the least used app that you have? All right, Brittany in Princeton. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Okay, so what's your least used app on your phone?
It's like basically Instagram. I really don't use that.
Okay. Chicago_Gabe on Instagram. You can go there right now and follow me. I'll keep you busy, girl. I'll keep you busy. All right. So then if Instagram is your least used, what's your most used?
Facebook and TikTok.
Oh, she's a TikToker. Oh. What are you on TikTok, Brittany?
I don't know. It's just like, I feel like my TikTok is like a freaking dating app. There's always like sexy naked men on my TikTok. And I'm like, okay. Like,
Nina, you're using these dating apps all wrong.
Apparently, because Brittany, I have TikTok too. And I've been swearing that I was going to post something and I haven't yet because I get so worked up about what is it going to be? I don't want it to just be a dance. But now you tell me
you're looking at the wrong thing, Nina. It's a dating app. You got to just slide in people's DMs.
Like a dating app.
That's
watch
so
me move.
I have a preview before you scroll down.
That's hilarious.
Brittany, what's another random? Give me another random app that's on your phone. Another random one.
Class Dojo. It's for my son. He goes to preschool, and they use those kind of apps to keep the parents informed. I don't really do much.
I'm not informed at all. They're turned off.
Brittany, thanks for the call. 877-591-9696. All right, telephone tone. Least used app on your phone. What you got over there?
I got two: Chase Pay and the Atom app.
Chase Pay.
They tried to do like their own version of PayPal, and they had one time like you if you paid.
But don't they have Quick Pay?
They do. But they have Chase Pay now.
Why'd you download it?
Because they were like, I was trying to buy movie tickets. And they're like, if you download Chase Pay, we'll give you a free ticket. And I was like,
bet. That's the one time. That's the worst. Because sometimes you download the apps that are like one-time uses.
Yeah.
And then you're like, damn. Are they mirroring my phone and they have all my information now? Like, right. I always think about that.
Oh, my God. There's a story about TikTok and how it's actually taking all of, like, users' information.
It. What's the other one you said? You said Chase Pay and what else?
No, it was Chase Pay and what was the other one? I lost it.
Sorry, Adam something.
Waze app. I don't use it.
You don't use Waze?
Waze is great.
I just use Google Maps.
Dude, you're snoozing right now. No wonder you're lost all the time. You gotta use Waze. Okay,
what are yours?
I have several. I downloaded Baby Tracker.
Okay.
So that you can, like, keep track of when your baby goes to sleep, when they eat, when they poop, and stuff like that. And I thought, like, oh, a new dad. Oh, I'm going
to
do... So
are you supposed to, like, enter it? Oh, I just changed a diaper.
Yeah, you're supposed to. But, that's the stupidest idea ever. No one's going to do that ever. So, again, that's one of those ones... I used it the first day I bought it.
Yeah.
Or downloaded it, and then I never used it after that. What are some other ones that are... I have, like, hotel ones that are on here.
What do you use the most? It's Instagram?
Instagram, for sure. I have this thing called Pocket Geek. I don't know. I do have some stupid ones on here.
What are you doing? Where's your calculator? I feel like that should be at the top.
You know what?
He loves numbers. If you didn't know, Gabe loves numbers.
I'm literally looking through my thing, and I guess it's just, I have stupid Skype. Never use Skype in my life. Why is that on my phone?
Mm-mm.
The Nike app for sure. I don't use the Netflix app anymore. I just go on my phone. And then... Oh, man.
What do you mean?
Look at
you
this. Fantasy sports. Oh, don't need that anymore. Well, either way, something to think about. If you have between 60 and 90 apps on your phone, know that you're not alone. That is the average. But if you use your phone for more than 2 hours and 15 minutes, you're a loser. Oh, wait.
Hey, guys, that was fun, huh? I'm so glad you joined us, and hopefully you'll keep coming back for more because we're going to keep giving it to you. And then don't forget, you can always join us live weekday mornings, Gabe and Nina on B96.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.